WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Hey everyone, welcome to another Mobile Presence radio show. We are so excited to have you here today. I'm here with my two co-hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari, and I'm going to let them say hello to you in just a minute. I want to give a big thank you to our sponsor, Skywire Media, and remind you to be interacting with our Facebook page on facebook.com mobile presence. So, all right, Peggy, I'll let you go ahead and say hi, and then we'll dive back in a little bit on the Facebook.
Yes, hello, Kim. Again, Peggy Ann Saltz, Mobile Groove, and great to be back on the next show in our series, second in our series so far.
And Shahab Zaghari, Assurance Advertising, excited.
Great. Awesome. All right. So we are going to keep our Facebook poll open from last week. We want to get lots of responses on there. So we're going to keep it open. So I'm not going to be announcing any results today. But basically, we're looking for you to give us some insight into the topics that you'd like to discuss around mobile. And so that would be great. If you have not yet liked our Facebook page, go ahead and do that as well. Facebook.com/mobilepresence. Okay, so today we're going to talk about mobile video, and I'm going to let Peggy introduce the topic, and we're going to dive right in. This is a pretty meaty subject, so I think we've got a lot to really get going with.
Yeah, I really do believe we can do a series on this as well. What I thought was exciting, because last time we were talking about mobile apps, and that was important, and Shahab brought in some stats there about our mobile web behaviors. And in the meantime, what I was looking at was a report that came out that didn't cover the angle I thought it needed to cover. So that's why I've brought it in with us to discuss, because it was looking at the importance of video news within online news sites. So the whole idea was if you're in the content industry, you're a publisher, you're a news organization, guess what? We are watching breaking news as video on mobile devices, first and foremost. And to give you a little bit of background here, it was a report for the Associated Press produced by Deloitte and the research firm GFK. And they're looking at respondents, an ambitious survey, because they looked at respondents across the UK, Germany, and Spain, so here more in my European backyard, but I'm sure it applies also to the States, if not even more so, looking at the demand for video news content and the implications for broadcasters, publishers, and other organizations, finding, not quite surprisingly, but again, this is great to have data that confirms what we think we know, unsurprisingly showing that the role online plays in breaking news. So while TV predominates as the first source, with 41% going to that medium for breaking news, online is the key source for greater in-depth coverage of a story, with 69% turning to their PC, smartphone, or tablet for news. And that makes perfect sense, and the message there is, of course, if you're in the publishing industry, you're in the news industry, that's going to increase over time, meaning that strong growth in tablets, strong growth in smartphones, all the sort of the multitasking, multi-screen means that there's going to be more of a need for video news. Well, I took it around the other way and said, okay, so tens of millions of people are tuning in to watch elections, watch the new pope be appointed and elected, and, you know, what's going on out there? Well, if we take it and look at it from our perspective as three people, you know, experts in marketing, all companies are publishers, if we follow Seth Godin. Or if we think about what's happening already, where you have companies like Red Bull, you know, soft drinks, you know, Coke, an obvious one, you know, they sponsor sporting events, blockbuster events of all types. I mean, over here in Europe, we have car companies, car makers have their own TV stations telling us about the cool things in cars and innovation there. So what this says to me, and this is what I want to hear particularly from you, Shahab, is it says to me, you know, mobile video that we've been talking about for a long time is coming, continues to come. It's like mobile advertising. There's not a year of mobile advertising. There's not going to be a year of mobile video probably either. But you can't imagine that brands, marketers are starting to get their head around this, understand this trend, and say to themselves, you know, this is the platform people want to consume information on. It will also be the platform they want to consume advertising on. What are you seeing, Shahab?
Well, definitely, I agree. The trend that consumers are falling into is that, you know, number one, they don't mind being advertised to as long as it's not intrusive. And so if you can seamlessly integrate that with whatever it is they're already doing, then, you know, that they actually, you know, especially if it's highly targeted, they actually want to see those ads. They want to see that kind of thing come in. And, you know, this is kind of veering away from news, which is where you started, but, you know, the freemium game model. So all of these apps, you know, from my 8-year-old on her iPod, you know, to me, playing whatever game it is, you know, some of these games, they have sections where you can pay $4.99 for 100 extra coins or $6.99, or you can watch this video ad, and you can't fast forward, you can't, you know, do anything. You have to sit there and watch it. If you X out early, you don't get the extra 100 coins. You know, so there's definitely a market for it, and, you know, and actually, let's come back to news. So not only is the content creation important for the news outlets, for these brands, but I'm pretty sure you guys heard about the explosion that happened very recently in Texas.
Yeah.
And so the video that started surfacing on the news channels, on TV, online, was of this video footage that was shot on a mobile phone.
Right.
Did you guys see that video?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Unbelievably scary. I can't even imagine. But yeah, so everything from the real-time, you know, non-journalist reporting to gamification and that kind of thing, it's really huge. I think once we come back from the break, I'll go into a little bit more of what we actually do with our clients and what we advise them to do and things like that. But Kim, what do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I guess I want to touch on the concept of what we were talking about, sort of making it relevant, because, you know, I think people are okay with advertising if it is something that makes sense for them and something that they want to see, and it's in line with what they're doing. And I always think of the example of I was getting my oil changed, and I was reading the magazine, and of course I had decided I was going to check out all the QR codes. I said to myself, I'm going to scan every QR code that's in this magazine and see what happens. And I was so shocked when I got to the one. It was a Drano ad, and what they wanted you to scan the code for was to watch a video of a drain unclogging. I'm not kidding. I was like, really? I'm supposed to spend my time watching a video of a drain unclogging? And I thought, okay, that is just craziness, you know. So if it was relevant, that might have been, you know, perfectly acceptable. Have me watch a video of something, but not that. So I think the key with video and, well, really all marketing is, you know, keeping it relevant to the consumer, and I think it will be much more applicable.
Yeah, I was actually standing in a Pacific Sunwear store buying a belt or something like that, and standing in line right there in front of me was a QR code, and it said, scan this to view our new commercial. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. You're, you know, positioned right at the point of sale. They're standing in line waiting around, and you've saved yourself the thousands upon thousands of placement dollars that it would have taken to put that on TV or, you know, YouTube pre-rolls or any of that. So I've definitely seen that. We, on the Assurance Advertising blog, at the very end of 2012, we posted a video, and we can link this on Facebook and on the podcast page. Really short little video talking about video and online video, and there's two really interesting statistics. One, it's said that in the past 3 years, cell video traffic, so any kind of cell phone, has increased in the past 3 years by 5,000%.
Wow.
And then Cisco was quoted as saying that in 2013, they estimate that 90% of internet traffic will be online video.
Wow.
So that's
wow.
Definitely, Peggy, you have hit the nail on the head for this episode.
Well, I can see where it's arriving, and we're getting there, and that's why I thought it would be exciting to talk about, you know, how things are evolving, because we've been talking about it for a long time, and hopefully after the break, I'd like to hear some examples, and also from Kim, you know, you're the one always out there in the wild of, you know, how is this working, and how is it also failing?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll look forward to that after the break.
Terrific. Well, we'll be right back then.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. This is Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits, and my co-hosts,
Shahab Zaghari with Assurance Advertising,
and Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
Awesome. Okay, so Shahab, you said you were going to share with us after the break some of the exciting things you've done with your clients in mobile video. I'd love to hear that.
Well, whether the platform is mobile, simply YouTube, again, placing that video through gaming networks or blogs or even placing it on TV, the number one thing that we as a creative agency urge is the storytelling. If you can stir emotions, then the world is yours, regardless of where that video lands. So first two things I want to bring up are two viral videos that are just making their rounds this week. Number one is the Kmart Ship My Pants video. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, we will link that to you. It definitely stirs an emotion. So if you haven't seen it, we will link it. I'll come back to that later. The other one is Dove. Dove recently... Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yes, I saw this one.
They created a landing page, and this landing page has all sorts of art and video where what they did, and again, the entire thing is a promotional video. Mm-hmm. It is so that you remember that Dove did this social experiment, but they really conducted a social experiment and caught it all on video. They got this forensic artist who normally does the sketches for the FBI, and they brought in one set of ladies and had them explain themselves to him behind the curtain, and he drew their face based on how they explained themselves. Then they brought someone in who was in the waiting room with that person and had that person explain how the person who was waiting in there in the waiting room with them looked. And then the two images side by side, huge world of difference. And, you know, whether it's the Kmart Ship My Pants video, which really is just kind of a tongue-in-cheek video, or this forensic artist, I mean, stirring of the emotions will definitely keep the brand at the top of mind when that, mm-hmm. Target consumer needs that product. So we will link to those two videos, but what I want to kind of touch on is, okay, how do you get video to be viral ready? The thing that every brand needs to realize is that from Red Bull to Coke to Nike, when you see something that has 1 million, 2 million views, it's gone viral, don't forget they've spent a good $50,000 to $100,000 pushing that video out there to the specific target market that they know will enjoy that video enough to share it. Once that sharing accumulates, then it goes viral. It doesn't just happen just because. That's very far and few in between, and usually it's cats.
or babies.
Or babies or something like that, right. Uh-huh. So the four tips to go viral, if you want to take that money and just take that out of the equation, number one, make the video interesting. Number two, keep it short. Number three, share it within your social community. And number four, make it resonate with the viewer. What do you ladies think?
What are your thoughts about, I understand that for viral, but I think that there's like a couple different types of viral going on here, and maybe it's because I'm based in Europe, so it's just a little different, you do have mobile video, but the whole sort of like the humor alone just won't cut it over here. Maybe we're not that funny. come to think of it, maybe that's the reason. There has to be utility, otherwise it's just not going to work here. So I was wondering, isn't there, for those of us who have products or services for that matter that haven't anything to do with cats or babies, what do you suggest there? I'm just curious.
Well, for example, last year there was a Digital World Expo at the Palms in Las Vegas, and they brought me on to be a speaker, and what they wanted something interactive. So instead of me standing there with a PowerPoint talking about online video, they wanted to do a little bit of an interaction. Well, with two one-hour slots, I couldn't really film anything with the participants. So what we ended up doing was I said, look, you go to your ad agency, you say, hey, I want a video. I want it to be amazing. I want it to, you know, really hit the nail on the head as far as my products and services and benefits. So first hour, first classroom session was a brainstorm session. This is exactly what we do to come up with the actual video. So to start that, I needed a product, and I didn't want to, you know, choose an ad agency or anything like that. So we went with a local Las Vegas startup called Rummager, and you can download it on iOS. I'm not sure if Android has an app yet, but essentially it's a beautiful Craigslist. People can take a picture of whatever it is they're selling, upload it on there, and based on how many miles someone is away from you, you can see the stuff they have for sale in their virtual garage. So I said, okay, that's something that has a specific service, and you know, people who have a bunch of junk in their garage that need to sell it, that's the benefit for them. So this is what we brainstormed on. And the main takeaway for that classroom session was there is no bad ideas. We will throw everything we can at the wall and then hone it down. And at one point, someone raised their hand and said, well, let's how about a lemonade stand? And I said, well, I don't really see what that has to do with any of this, but I'm going to write it down because there's no bad ideas and this is how we brainstorm. And guess what? At the end, when we honed everything down, it became a lemonade stand. So after that, we did, you know, after the session was over, me and my team did 3 hours of storyboarding, and with zero budget, we got my daughters to be the actresses and another friend, and we filmed it. And I'll actually link that to you guys a little later. Without one word of a script and without showing any screenshots of this mobile app, we created a 30-second commercial that was engaging and really kind of set the bar for that brand in itself. Then when we came in for the second session, I showed the video and said, okay, now imagine if you actually had time, had 1 week, 2 weeks to brainstorm, had, you know, a big budget to actually film this instead of filming it on a DSLR as I did, where could we have gone with this? And so, again, it doesn't necessarily have to be funny like the Kmart ad. It doesn't necessarily have to be gut-wrenchingly emotional like the Dove ad, but some sort of story, some sort of, engaging storyline. I mean, there's really no other way to put it. And you take that and push it out to the world, people will remember that.
Awesome. Well, all right. Well, I think that is great. So far we're going to have several videos posted up on our Facebook page, the Kmart, the Dove, and the video you created, the lemonade stand video. I think that's going to be awesome to see that. And I'd love to see us carry on the discussion around these on the Facebook page. So when we post the videos, we can even discuss it more in the comments. We can sort of take our show multimedia.
And make a video, Kim.
Right. Everyone turn on your webcams right now. No, just kidding.
Let's see what we can pull off.
That's great. I really think that's awesome. And I love those the four tips to go viral as well. Be interesting, short, shareable, and resonate with the viewer. Great, great stuff.
And,
thank you.
And the one other thing that, you know, especially if this is going to go mobile, people have to remember that. A few years ago, we did the Luxor commercial. And a few months after that, almost mirroring our concept, MGM came out with a commercial, and theirs did not go on TV. It was YouTube specific. And I remember it was one of those where it was kind of like a choose your own adventure. And so 10 seconds in, they said, okay, you want ending B or ending A, right? Good ending, bad ending. And you had to choose. And that kind of stuff on YouTube, the clickable sessions, doesn't work on mobile. Not yet, anyway. And especially did not work in 2011. And so that campaign, for me, fell flat. I couldn't do it on my phone. I couldn't do it on my iPad. I had to physically remember the video, go onto my desktop, and, you know, you choose it just to see how the commercial ended. So people have to be, you know, if you're going to do something like that, you need to be very conscious of how it will come out on mobile.
Awesome. Great. Great way to wrap up this segment. So when we get back from the break, we will be talking about the Mobile Presence Mobile Resource List. So we'll talk to you on the flip side of the break. Hang on just a little bit.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple.
All you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking,
you should be using Authority Labs.
Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords,
what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. This is Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits and my co-hosts,
Shahab Zaghari with Assurance Advertising,
and Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
Awesome. Okay, so I wanted to announce that we're starting a mobile resource list, sort of our go-to resources, and it's going to be, you'll be able to access it through the Mobile Presence webpage, and we're going to keep it compiling, so it's going to be sort of an ongoing thing. We would love to have your feedback on it or your submissions if you've got a great mobile resource as well. And what I wanted to do today was sort of feature a resource, and it actually is one that I think is really kind of interesting. It is Forum Oxford, and Peggy, I know you're familiar with this group. I'm not sure if you are, Shahab, are you?
No. I'll have to follow them on Twitter.
Sure. Well, it is. It's through the Oxford University, and they've been an online forum, a discussion group for, oh gosh, when I first got into mobile back in 2007, it was a Moodle group at the time, and they've now moved it on over into LinkedIn. So it's a LinkedIn group, and what they're doing is, it's really cool. They're doing Friday chat, so they're having a live chat on LinkedIn, but it's all around a different mobile topic, and they've done several already. And so we'll have the link as well, but if you go to LinkedIn and search for Forum Oxford, FORUMOXFORD, Forum Oxford, you can find the group and join it. And they're also at Forum Oxford on Twitter. But these Friday chats are really interesting. They've had them around mobile marketing in a mobile first world, and they show on here that was the first one they did, and it was on March 15th. And so what they do is they have some guests, and it's all on a chat on comments, so you can just participate via that, or you can go and look at the link and read it all sort of in, you know, if you miss them, read them. but pretty interesting stuff. They had one about the implications of the Samsung Galaxy S4. I haven't read that one yet, but I'm interested because that's going to be my next phone. I've had the two, and I'm like, ready. So they've had them on mobile payments and also real-time web communication. And Tom Yehonen...
Do they list the topic first?
Yes.
Beforehand? Oh,
that's yes. Cool. If you join the group and get on their email list, they send out the announcements. So, like,
is
I just
a public
got,
LinkedIn group?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you can join it. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I just joined it while we're on the air because I mean I knew about it because I know everyone who's in it, but I was unable at that point in time to think about actually joining because I know them all. Just joined it and it says they will be looking over my application and be letting me know. So it looks as if it's sort of you have to join and then see if you're actually a member of the community. But it looks fascinating and some great people in there.
Yeah, maybe I was because I was in the original group or something on Moodle. Maybe that then I clicked through on the link that I got from the email, so that might have been why I had an automatic approval. But yeah, it's definitely really an interesting way to do a discussion in mobile, especially in the worldwide. I mean, they've got you should see the time when they list the times. It's on at noon in the UK. And it will be like 7 a.m. Eastern, and then Australia, it's, you know, in the evening. So it's definitely an international deal, which I think is fascinating for the way they're doing the discussions. But
and also, so it's like a bit like a tweet chat, really, in LinkedIn. It's sort of so when I used to do tweet chats or host them out in the wild, so to speak, and everyone could join in, this is like a chat for the whole group. And some great people, as you mentioned. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's after we're live, of course, but Tom Yehonen coming up, he's always great to listen to and is going to have a lot to say about the handset wars, as you mentioned, and some other topics. And are we extending this also to our listeners, as I understand, that we're going to let them tell us about resources we need to be including, right?
Yes, I would love that. I think what we can do is keep this as a compilation list. This is just one featured resource. I thought it would be fun to discuss.
Yeah.
But yes, we'll have you know, all kinds. So mobile news sites, blogs, books we'll be listing, obviously. Our books will go on that list,
books.
Of course. But, you know, and agencies. And so I just see it as a really great way for us to have mobile presence, have an ongoing resource list. So when we have guests on, we'll put them on. And
build a presence. So that's a great idea.
Right.
Excellent.
That is a good idea.
I love good ideas. Or like the A-Team. I love it when a good plan comes together. So
were talking about the mobile video. And I mean, it just seems to me now that when we're talking about the advice we would give listeners going forward, you know, it's also to put that back in the mix. I took it out for so long because I thought, oh, you know, it crashes people's phones and et cetera. But, you know, as storytelling becomes a bigger part of the brand story, as brands need to be social, as they need to engage, and as we, and, you know, and we should be paid every time we say the word engage because it's going to be one of those engagement. It's going to be all the time.
Yeah.
But this is a way to achieve it. So, you know, you're actually putting some money where your mouth is and saying, okay, engagement is part of that is storytelling. Part of that storytelling is going to go back to have to be video, which is, I think, right. Very exciting because there's going to be a lot of creativity then. Because ultimately, you know, Kim, you and I, you know, and people like us in the, you know, the services industry, if we want to show what we're doing or show what we can affect, I guess we're going to have to use video to do it. I mean, are you going to do that for your business? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I have. for a while, not a ton, but yeah.
So it looks as if we're all going to have to go out there and add that to all the many things. What's it going to be like for you, Shahab? Is there going to be a run on agencies? I mean, are they even? I'm just out there with the rest of you, just being very curious here. I wonder if agencies are prepared for that type of storytelling.
Some of them are. You know, again, you see certain agencies who kind of bow to whatever the client wants to do, and sometimes that's not the best way to go about it, because again, storytelling is important, engagement is important, and more important than both of those is to, you know, again, approach your target consumer in an unintrusive way. So if that storytelling is amazing, unbelievably, you know, relevant to your target consumer, then it will not, you know, the today's consumer, they're not taking that AOL CD that comes in the mail and wondering what to do with it, okay? They know when an ad is an ad is an ad. So if you can approach them and say, hey, look, we're just telling the story of our brand. Again, you brought up Red Bull. I think they're doing it in a great way. They've got a, I don't know, do they have a TV channel? I know they have a YouTube channel. They've got a magazine. You know, and that's just their own brand, not even including the sponsorships that they do with different sporting events and things like that. So, you know, you look around and some of these agencies are really turning out great, great video. A couple of weeks ago, I saw this partnership between this company in Amsterdam called Fresh Cotton and Stussy, which is really a global company. And they came together and said, okay, well, this is Amsterdam, so let's put this guy in one of our T-shirts. He's a world-famous chef, and let's have him do a whole YouTube cooking show series where he's utilizing some things that are illegal elsewhere but are legal in Amsterdam, and see if he can't make some nice, elegant cuisine with, you know, all these different psychotropic drugs. And it's pretty interesting. So again, that's them telling their story in an interesting way.
Yes, awesome, awesome. Well, we are out of time for today, and I want to thank everyone for listening in. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/mobilepresence. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or our own webmasterradio.fm mobile app. Thanks again to our sponsor, Skywire Media. This is Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
Shahab Zaghari with Assurance Advertising.
And Peggy Ann Saltz over at mobilegroove.com.
Awesome. We'll see you next time or hear you next time on Mobile Presence.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.